Hey everyone, this is Chris.
And Lorenzo.
And welcome to our Best of Saturday series. Now that we have hundreds of episodes, we get a lot of listeners asking us where to start.
So we'll be selecting some of our most popular episodes to share each Saturday from our years of podcasting. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And Lorenzo, on this episode, I want to talk about employee engagement.
Okay.
So the 2019 surveys for employee engagement that a lot of companies do, Gallup and Deloitte and Concentric, and there's a lot of companies out there, they are all showing a slight uptick in employee engagement for 2019 over previous years. And I think it's awesome. When I did my interview with Forbes 2 years ago, about one out of four people in the US reported being disengaged. And that's down to about one in three. And so the engagement scores are rising as a workforce, especially in the United States, not by a lot, not game-changing amounts, but a little bit. And so what I want to know is, have you noticed a difference in the employee engagement in people that you work amongst, people who report to you, your peers? Do you feel like there's a greater sense of optimism? Is turnover lower? I mean, are these reports right? Or do you feel like there's still work to do? And where do you think that is?
Yeah, I think there's definitely still work to do. I think any leader who leads people, over time, especially in a single industry, there's always the things that kind of go well for the industry. But then also, when you tend to have downturns is usually when you see engagement kind of, start to fall a little bit collectively. But I'll always default to saying that, like, engagement is really driven by the leader and the leaders that are there for the team. And so I can see the specifically in retail and technology and things like that, with so many things that are now going in the direction of better supporting employees, things like benefits, things like time off and schedule swapping with technology. Like, there's so many things that are happening now specific to my industry that I feel that really allows there to be better employee engagement, because the work itself and the job itself is becoming a little bit more flexible in how people can enjoy the work while also making sure that they're accomplishing things they want to accomplish in life.
What I've seen is, the word agility or agile has been around for a while now. It's been kind of a buzzword for maybe the last 5 or 6 years, and it's gotten really talked about more so over the last maybe 3 or 4. And, obviously the ability to be agile means the ability to, kind of turn on a dime, to change course, change direction if you need to. And I think a lot of what was driving low engagement scores was when a company is being agile, there are going to be people who see that as uncertainty. Like, if we're making a change here, if we're changing courses, drastically, what does that mean for me? What does that mean for my job prospects or my career? Is my job on the chopping block? The company I work for is making a huge change in direction, or maybe even just a little bit bigger than a minor change in direction. What does that mean for my job security? And when job security goes down, engagement goes down, because people focus more on polishing their resume and making sure that they are marketable as opposed to focusing on bringing their best performance to work. And so I think we've been working on being agile as a workforce for a number of years now, and people are starting to realize what that means and how just because a company is changing course doesn't necessarily mean that everybody's going to lose their job. It just means that the employees now have to be more agile along with the organization. It was almost like it had to trickle down a little bit, and it took some time for that to happen. But I am seeing a little bit more contentedness with employees, feeling like, okay, if things are going to change, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to change for the worse. Maybe they're going to change for the better.
Yeah, no, I would agree as well. I think agility and the amount of transparency now in regards to, not even just leadership and leaders this day and age, but also there's a lot more dialogue out there. So I think, to your point, like, the understanding that that the organizations, there's a lot of complex workings, there's a lot of things that companies are looking to take the lead in. There's a lot of things that sometimes when a company makes a mistake, that they're kind of held accountable out there in public, even if it's not any type of a financial situation at all, just the court of public opinion. So I think that when it comes to employee engagement, and whether or not things changing are for the better or for the worst, I think that just having that level of open dialogue and having employees kind of engaged in that, you know, in those issues, I think is also a level of employee engagement. And I think it also helps for employees to decide whether or not these are organizations that they want to work for and work with, because there is so much more information about these companies out there, where before, maybe 20, 30 years ago, it was either a good job or, you know, just a job type of deal. And now there's a lot more opportunity to have conversation and debate on why you work for a company or why you want to work for a company.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of more companies now are understanding the importance of a culture around high engagement. And so what it used to be was, you know, we went from companies saying the results are what matter. If employees can be engaged while this happens, then fine, but it's not a necessity, to okay, engagement matters and results matter. So let's try to make it so we are having highly engaged employees while we are getting these results, but the results are still what matters. And then we transitioned again to, all right, high engagement really isn't, performance isn't really possible without high engagement. And so let's make sure that we're working on both at the same time. And now we're in a little bit of an evolution again, and I think we're kind of coming full circle here into saying that high engagement is how you get performance. You don't focus on the performance, focus on the engagement, and you will get the performance. And that goes right back to what you said at the beginning, which is engagement is about leadership. The amount of individual outcomes, the amount of, as a leader, the amount of sales that you close for your organization, the amount of new clients that you bring on, the profit you generate on a 1+1=2 basis as a leader is probably nothing compared to the people who report to you. It's definitely nothing compared to the collective people who report to you. And so if you are not a profit center as an individual, if you don't actually pay for your own salary in terms of money generated to the company, by definition, your job in terms of generating profit for your organization is through your people. And that means that your job is employee engagement. So you get performance by maintaining high employee engagement. And I think that it seems like when people listening to this are going to go, yeah, well, duh. But I don't think a lot of companies made that tie-in in a, this is exactly how we do this, until very recently. And it's taken a few years for the engagement scores to rise because of that focus.
Yeah, I think another thing too, that because of the fact that people now have all this information, they can choose where they want to go and work. And, you know, in many instances, they can choose if they want to work and what do they want to do to fill their time, you know, if they are looking to balance maybe a passion or an entrepreneurship type of career, whatever. I think who gets hired into these jobs has also probably had some type of a positive impact on the idea of employee engagement and those numbers going up. Because I think what I've seen more and more now than maybe I saw in the past was that people are choosing to work in jobs where they actually enjoy some element of the job. It's not just I'm going to go, like I think about this, you know, growing up, like I'm going to go walk around the mall and I'm going to take a job application from every single one of these stores and I'm going to fill it out and I'm going to turn it in because I just want a job. And, you know, working at the mall would be cool. And now there seems to be more intent with people, especially those that I interview and talk to, where they have thought through, like you know, if you ask the question, why do you want to work here? They actually have an answer, and it's a very specific answer. And it's not just I'm looking for a job, or, you know, I figured I got to have some income, I got to pay my bills, you know. And it's not just the organization that I work for, but collectively, when I talk to other general managers and other companies, people have a much more intent around where they want to work and what the work is they want to do. And so if you kind of add those things together into like looking at employee engagement, if you provide them with a fun environment where they're learning and being challenged, then I would imagine that employee engagement scores would go up because you've now aligned with something that they want to do and then allowing them to do it.
Yeah, I think that's true too. I think what has driven that, a lot of that, is a movement away from the high levels of consumerism that dominated much of the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. I think there are a lot of people now who are between the ages of, you know, 18 and 40 who have they have no draw to this lifestyle that says we need to fill our lives with stuff. And I think that is allowing people to live on less money than they would have, you know, kind of self-reported they needed to have in order to live 10 years ago. And once they realize that, yeah, they really don't need as much, and they can fill their lives with experiences and with people that matter to them, those people become happier anyway than people who have stuff all the time. Those people are also ones that they are freed up in order to take jobs that they truly like doing. So the movement that has existed, there's been high turnover, and there's still relatively high turnover. People are changing jobs about once every 3 years right now. You have to figure that as they change jobs, they're getting more towards the career they want. They're trying out different things, they're seeing what sticks, and eventually they find one that actually resonates with them. And even if it makes them a little bit less money, if they find that they're happier doing it, that's a trade-off that a lot of people are willing to make now.
Yeah, I think that's a major part of it when you think about employee engagement. But of course, like, even if you know, if you get a job and you would maybe enjoy the work, enjoy the organization, it's something that you enjoy doing, but then you have bad leadership, it doesn't matter, right? And
right.
I think that's why, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about, you know, different styles of leadership, different leaders that are out there, you know, where each of us stand in regards to where we believe leadership has evolved over the years. So I think that, you know, all these things kind of mixing together has allotted for that, has really... even if somebody is doing a job where maybe it's not the passion thing they want to do, I think people are much more okay with that by being like, yeah, like, I'm okay with it. Like, it's just a job. Like I work here because, you know, it works around my schedule. I do these other things, or I want to be involved in these other things, or I'm creating these other things. And so while, like, this isn't exactly the work that I want to do, to what you were just saying, the job's cool because it allows me to actually have the freedom to do what I really want to do. So like that in itself would also lead towards some type of an employee engagement measure. Not because, again, it's such a vague thing, is like, how do you actually measure the engagement aspect of it? And I'm sure that within these surveys and some of these data points, they have those things in there. I just think that people seem to be more settled now on why they work there, and whether it is because they want to or because it fulfills a need in their life that allows them to still do the things they want to be able to do.
Right. If you have to figure that a contract, you know, I'm using quotation marks here, a contract between an employee and an employer is no different than any other business transaction. If you walk into a store and buy something, if you decide to pay money for this thing, it means you've decided that it's worth it. It's worth it to pay this amount of money for this thing. And if you look at the price and go, heck no, then it means it wasn't worth it, right? And so I look at employer-employee relationships in much the same way. If an employee is disengaged, it means that they don't feel it's a good deal, and yet they can't leave. They don't feel it's a good, you walk into a store to buy something and you absolutely have to have it. You have a broken pipe in your wall and you have to go buy this part to fix it, and it's the only part available and it's way more than you thought it was going to be, but you got to do it anyway. It doesn't, you know, yeah, you're going to do it, but it doesn't mean that you're happy about it. And when you're an employee working for a company, the engagement that you have, I think, is an answer to that question. Do I feel like this is a good deal for me? And if that is that, well, I don't love what I do, but the thing that I do love doesn't get paid. Like, what I love to do is every weekend I like to go to the beach and paint. Well, maybe hopefully one day I can make money doing that. But if I've resolved inside myself that that's not a money-making endeavor for me, or I can't pay the bills with that, but the job that I have allows me to do that and that's compartmentalized, then that could lead to very high engagement too. But as time goes on, I think that's dwindling. I think more and more people see their friends and peers and coworkers reporting that they love their jobs, and they want that too. And so I think you're right, but I think you're only right temporarily. I think at the end of the day, those people are likely to change jobs still, because if it's just an enabler of what they love doing, then they're essentially writing off that time, that 8 hours a day or 4 hours a day if it's part-time or whatever it is. The employees who can find that right deal, even if it's a little bit less money, where they can say, oh, they're going to pay me this to do this? If you can answer that, if that's an incredulous idea to you, that leads to a highly engaged employee. Wait, this is my job. I have to do this and this and this, and this is what I get in return for it. Sign me up. If that's the answer, that's an engaged employee. If the answer is, wait, this is what I have to do, that's, you're already starting from a lack of engagement right there. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think I in hearing you walk through that, you know, I guess the question becomes, like, do they get disengaged before they leave? Or is it just they realize, like, you know, there's something else that's better for me out there. So again, I don't know, but yeah, I think all those things are factors that are probably showing up right now in the increases. But I do appreciate the point around it being kind of a temporary thing versus a longer term thing. Is it really? It's, you know, the higher end of their scoring will be when they finally find the thing. To your point, where they are just excited to do the work, and that's what's more important to them than maybe the salary or the pay.
I completely agree. And with that, it brings us to this episode's 1 minute hack.
The 1 minute hack.
All right, for this episode's 1 minute hack, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about employee engagement in a little bit of a different way. Many organizations and companies have surveys that measure employee engagement based on different types of questions, and they you know, some of them go randomly from time to time, some of them are on a schedule a couple times a year, and there's plenty of data that you can pull from those surveys. But what this is really about is talking to your people informally from time to time, making sure that you are understanding that they are engaged in the work. And the question that you want to ask is this: do you believe the job you are doing today is the best way to get you where you want to go to next? Right? And what this does is it allows the employees the opportunity to consider, number one, do I have something I'm trying to get to next? Number two, is what I'm doing today helping me get there? And number three, wow, look at my leader making sure that I'm focused on the goals that I have, both professionally and personally. And it leads you down a path of dialogue where you can now show up as a leader to either support them in the work that they're doing and maybe tie it back to performance and behaviors and the things that you've asked them to do, and or open the door for them to understand that if this is not what they should be doing in their life to get to where they want to go next, what can you do to help them get there? And this is a way that you can kind of work through sometimes disengaged employees who just need somebody to help them make a better decision and put them in a different path to get them down the road of success and where they actually want to go.
I think it's a fantastic 1 minute hack. I had a manager ask that of me once, and in the situation I was in, I didn't think that what I was doing was the best thing for me to be doing to get to where I wanted to go next. But I hadn't thought about that in that context before. And when the leader asked me that question, I actually thought to myself and thought, actually, this is the thing that I should be doing to get me where I wanted to go next. Oftentimes, your employees just need to be able to think that through, and you can be the catalyst to that conversation happening in their own minds, and they're more likely to reach out to you if there's things you can do to help them.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And we'll talk to you all next time.